Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. So, Pastor Jai, please listen to this. Progressively, we are. Am I online? Yes. Okay. No problem. So, progressively, we are getting better in the structure in everything we are doing. So, I'm sure you liaise with your other trainers. Complete church notes from when a person started. Especially from when anybody started showing interest in training from that first day, right? Complete church notes is prerequisite to take the exam. Each exam. I'm not saying the sermons for that exam. No, some of the sermons are years ago. But from when a man just joins, okay? A complete church note is prerequisite. Because I know we don't forget progressively we are making it. It must be tougher, so that men can really know why we are here, why we are doing everything we are doing. Praise God. Happy. I've told you how many times you cannot sit alone. And third row, I don't want it when first, second, third row is not free. Please could come forward. Amen. Praise God. So we have been looking at offices for a while. Offices for a while. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. We must make it deliberately more intense. The more we are, like, as the year progresses, the more the quality ministers that we must produce for the ministry, the more. Okay. So, Ephesians chapter 2, let me read verse 19. You read verse 20 for me. Are you all there? Ephesians 2, let me read 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer, even from 18 says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. 19, now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Verse 20, want to go, everybody? Of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Verse 20 again, want to go? Yes. And are built upon the foundations of the apostle and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I have said the apostles and prophets in this place, they are specific. They are specific. Please don't see those don't see apostles and prophets as two sets of people. They are the same people. He was talking about the leadership of the first church, of the early church, the leadership of the early church. Say we are built upon the foundations of these ones, the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen, amen. Same way, now see it this way. Same way as, let me say, Cardinal Church is under this place. Same way, every church is under the Apostolic Church. That means I'm not saying CAC, Christ Apostolic Church. I'm saying the Bible Apostles. We are all under them. The pattern of ministry we adopt is their pattern of ministry. Praise God. You can call it whichever name, the church in the house of Stephanus, the church in the house of Cleo, the church in the house of, you can have whichever name, but your pattern is after the first church. You cannot have your own Christianity and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. See, men started this, our Christianity. We must listen to them. Jesus Christ, he was a man. He is a man. He appointed men. They started the first thing. Everything after that must be after the same similitude. It must be after the same pattern. After the same pattern. Amen, amen. Praise God. Christianity is not personal. It's not by the Spirit. What we do by the Spirit is what the Spirit has done through this man. It's not that you cannot receive a call different from this call. You cannot. You cannot have a different emphasis from these people. You cannot. Imagine people who are prophesying for over 4,000 years. And at the end of the day, Jesus said all they are saying is one central thing. That means there is one key thing. That means everybody was saying the same thing for 4,000 years. How do we now think that after the resurrection, that as he gave gifts unto men, he now gave them different emphasis? To say my own style of ministry is a business style, family style, all those things is clear stupidity. Write it down like that. Is to be stupid. To say my own is to train entrepreneurs is for you to be stupid. You cannot have a Christianity outside this, outside the first church. If not for them, you will not know anything called Christianity. We cannot know more than these men. Their style is our style. Their doctrine is our doctrine. Their emphasis is our emphasis. Their mode of ministry is our own mode of ministry. Their priority of ministry is our own priority of ministry. Their discretion is our discretion. You see all these men clearly. They say, yes, although it's even written that you will not muzzle the ox that tread the corn, but we don't use this right always in so that we can get men saved, so that we can profit more. You cannot save. Your own is different. I remember a so-called man of God that said that, well, that is, Paul says that it will be a base. But he said, that is Paul's own. He said, me, I want my own dough. You are not serving God. To go outside the doctrines of the apostles, these foundational people, is not to serve Jesus. It's not to serve Jesus. Amen, amen. So, this is offices, part what, please? Okay, it's part 5. So, what we studied the last time was the fact that the gospel is meant for the whole world, and from the style of the apostle, we saw the fact that expansion is of God. Praise God. And we have seen the fact that knowledge and learning confers on us responsibility. That means that I have learned, that I know, is a reason for me to do more, right? Is a reason for me to lead others. And now you have seen clearly that some of you are thinking that, okay, I'm just in the church to just keep learning, learning, learning. You have seen that one day it will land on you. If you are truly learning, one day it will land on you. Now perhaps you have understood the meaning of the fact that Jesus is Lord. Amen, amen. What is not Jesus is Lord? That means he is Lord. Like when he calls, what will I do? I am responsible. I will answer. That's the meaning that Jesus is Lord. Learn that from a Jeremiah too. Say, well, a lot of people, you have just Jesus is my savior. Say, but not everybody has understood Jesus as Lord, as master. Do you know in ministry, we are not called sons, so in ministry, we are called what? Servants. Hallelujah. We are to serve. We serve the will of another. So when he calls, what do? Everything else gets suspended. I'm sorry. He is the master. When he calls, everything else. Oh, I was about to get married. I was about to. When he calls, everything else must play after the call. That means everything else you are doing must be according to the call, or must be must everything else must respond to the call. Not in line, not parallel, aligned. Must be for the call. Awesome. Glory to God. Everything else must be for the call. Amen, amen. I have to give you an award in this church. The adjuster supplier. No, it's called adjuster. Amen. So let me ask you a question. So why are we going far? Since everyone, let me ask you this question now. Let me see if anybody will get it. Why are we going far? Since everyone here is not saved. Like, since everybody, is everybody in Kuba saved? Is everybody in Abuja saved? No. So why are we going to Kaduna? Feel free. Please speak out. Okay. Let me start from this place today. Anybody, just don't give pastors. Just dance something, pass it around. You can pass. Okay, pass. Amen.
We are going to several places to cover more ground. Okay, because God trusts us to that the man here will reach out to the men here. So we are reaching out to the men here.
Okay. Right. I think just talk.
If you allow those people in the far north to just keep on in their own belief, they'll keep getting worse.
Yes.
So it will still be worse for all of us.
Okay, so it will be harder later. What did you say initially?
To cover
more grants. Please put that somewhere in your mind. I'm coming back there. But now you said, now you are adding the fact that, okay, if we are living in ignorance, they are not getting better. Okay? Okay, please pass it. Pass the mic around. Let's see. Come on, Tim, take it. Okay, pass. Speak or pass. Come on.
Because the work must not be static.
The work must not be static.
So it must keep moving.
Thank you. Pastor, I've got. Yeah. You want to? Okay. You all say you should pass. Yes, sir. Want to say something?
Because the work, I should say, if we allow them in their ignorance, they are going to get worse. And
stay on this mic. Stay on
we cannot, since all of us are here.
Stay on this view. Keep talking, please.
Since all of us are here, and yesterday you said that as we are learning, we mustn't wait to get fully mature before we are settled. So going out there is still like expanding the work, making it easier.
Okay. Making it easier. Go, yes.
To reduce your level of ignorance and to ensure that deceivers in those areas are reduced.
Deceivers are reduced. Okay. Bumi, anything to add? Okay, start anything to add? Thank you.
So yesterday that the mandate is to reach out to the world.
Don't argue. Yeah, sorry.
You said the mandate is to our scripture that we read.
Yes.
The mandate is to reach out to the world.
The mandate is to reach out to the world, the entire world. Awesome. The mandate is for the world. So therefore, is this place the world? Okay. So that means the mandate is to, you didn't speak. Okay. Come speak. What I was saying, say stay with that camera. I'm doing like you're not doing anything.
Because it's Jesus' instruction from Jerusalem to the end of the world. It's not just where we are, but
yes,
from where we are to the end of the world.
It's Jesus' instruction,
yes,
that from where you are to where? To the end of the world. Okay. Pastors, anything here to add? Raise your hand. Please say something. I'm on live stream. Don't be shy on live stream. Yes?
The pastor received the call to the Lord.
Eh? Jesus. Because I didn't receive for Kuba, right? The man of God received for everything. Jesus. I should have received for Africa now. That's good.
So, of course, it is commanded already. Like what she said, the mandate is meant for the world. So we have to cover the whole world first. And then secondly, men ought to grow so that they can also be able to go further again. But if we stay here and teaching, other people will not get to know more.
Okay.
Doctrinally.
So, anything else to add?
Ministry, the church is apostolic, so our main must always be sent. Because our sending forth is not dependent on whether everywhere has been covered, but rather that we must keep going forth and trust that this one will also not be left behind. We won't leave this one behind.
We'll keep going first. Okay, who has anything else to add? Oh, God. Yes.
Like, for example, now, you may be reaching out to people here.
Yes.
But they are not as receptive as when you go to another place, and maybe those other people will be more receptive.
You are about to mark where I'm going. All of you are not serious. I don't usually read my Facebook post. Check your phone. What did I post today? How many of you read this? No, your data was still on. When I was posting about just today, what did I write? Okay, just open. Anybody can quickly open. Is it? Want to see something? Give me the microphone. Amen.
I only wanted to add that, as you've been teaching us, that the ministry is apostolic.
Yes, ma'am.
We're not building monuments. Yeah, we're not keeping men that we must retain that same style of the apostles.
The apostles. We cannot select our own style. So yes. Since the apostle says that people must move, we cannot say we are going to stay in the place, right?
So that's what
I'm trying to add. Okay, who's for that post? Who's there? Yes, read. No breaks, no stops, yes. Yes, please hold on. Read again.
Said no break,
no breaks,
no stops. Let the hungry first be fed.
Let the hungry first be fed. Please write that down if you're writing. Let the hungry first be fed, yes.
And let appetite be given to those with none.
Let appetite be given to those with none.
Amen. Please help share.
Okay, that's okay. Who can explain that those two phrases? Stevie, I know you are all over Facebook today now. Is that my own word? That's one you will not go to. You go and looking for an unbeliever somewhere down. Who can explain that, please? Pastor Ezekiel. Yes, sir.
Let the hungry first be fed.
Yes.
Of course, those that are the willing hearts.
The willing hearts.
Then let appetite be given to those with none. With appetite, you will be hungry. Like,
yes.
Appetizer. I don't know how to put it. Like, when there's appetite, desire will come up and then they will be willing. Over time. That means they have to be taught over time, they become within them too. Like the hungry.
Awesome. Please want to speak? Okay. Brother Steven, sorry. Please come to the front. Come. Yes.
Let the hungry first be fed. That is, those that are willing, but they are ignorant. With their willing hearts, when they receive the word,
yes,
they will receive it because they already have willing hearts.
Yes,
that one that they
is already there.
Let appetite be given to those with none. That is, by our reaching out,
awesome.
Stir up appetite in the hearts of those that are without.
Thank you. Give some peace. Yes. Wait, let's speak. Please, I'll take your slot.
See, I'll just explain with an analogy.
Okay.
Someone who is hungry does not say, I'm hungry. When he sees me, just start eating. So, you know someone who is very hungry.
Yes.
When he sees me, doesn't start giving excuses. He just start eating.
Okay.
So, let the hungry heart first be fed. Is such that these men, they are hungry for the world. There's no excuse. There's no legitimate excuse big enough to take them away.
That means same labor.
Yes, sir.
We produce
more
more results than those who still don't have appetite yet.
Yes, sir. Yes, good. Sir. So they just take the word and they're there. Then let appetite be given by reason of people actually, not that they don't want ministry, but they don't know.
Okay.
If they don't know the results end. So by seeing other people doing it and that, you know, this is what you want. You are then giving, you just want to eat. You just want, okay, I want, this is what I want for my life. So there's already a course. There's already a pattern, an example for you to follow. So you pick up. So that's the appetite.
Awesome. Want to add anything to that? Shall I say it all? Rabbios, give Rabbios, thank you. Thank you, please.
You said most of it, but I think the way to practically put it, I understand, is there are persons who you don't need to cajole them to come to learn truths like this. They come on their own disciple. You can classify them as the holy ones. They'll be fed. Then there are persons who don't even know the importance of salvation. They don't know the value. And they don't even care, actually. So when people who are hungry have been fed, they go and reach out to these other persons.
Yes.
And knowledge, information has a way of producing desire.
Oh, awesome.
So by telling them about it, teaching them about it, they experience it a bit. You get to increase the appetite.
Same man of God. So you can see that the mantle is coming gradually, right? Praise God. Thank you. Hold the microphone. Thank you. That's awesome. Now, see that John chapter 4. I will read verse 37, you read 38 for me. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. 38. Want to go, guys? Let's read. I sent you to reap that you bestowed no labor. What happened? Other men labored and you are entered into their harvest. How did I explain into their labors? How did I explain this last time? You remembered? Let's talk now. Yes, sir. Speak the microphone. Speak. Yes, sir.
You explained it in this manner of there are some persons who actually say, but they've not been established. They've not come to full knowledge.
Yes.
They're not sure.
So yes.
We can still go and get them established, get them grounded, get them, you know, understanding exactly what it is they've received from what salvation is, basically.
That means the job is already ongoing,
yes,
but not yet done.
Not yet complete,
right?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay. See, now, yes, use the analogy of a tree. Hope you know that the usefulness of a tree, the real usefulness is when it starts bearing fruit, right? Yeah? So maybe, okay, if somebody else planted a tree, actually grew out of the ground, it brought forth leaves, but after then, there was no watering, so it refused to produce fruits. So if you get there and you see such a tree and you water it, what will happen? It will start producing fruit, right? Now, that time you will spend to do that, if you put that time on planting fresh seed, one is already producing, one is still what? Germinating, right? Praise God. So that is why I said we must not shy away from half-done jobs. You must not shy away from them. You must not shy away from people who are already saved, but they are not yet established in the ministry. So, one key reason why he wants men to go far. We are going to read almost a lot of passages today. And not this particular time. Maybe next one. And you will see how God does not want any willing heart unfed. Anybody that is willing. That is why most of these our outreaches are actually very good. If there is a willing heart in Maiduguri, God's plan for that willing heart is that it be established. If there's a willing heart in Niger, God's plan for that willing heart is that it be established. If there's a willing heart, wherever they are, God's plan is that that heart be established. No willing heart should be left without feeding, without food. No willing heart should be left. Because these are men already. They already are the brim. They're already close. They are there already. They are there. They just need that. People just need like just that spark. Just put the password. Just click enter. And boom. They will produce ministry. Praise God. Are you getting this? So, we must service willing hearts. That's the reason. You know, as we got to just right now, what will first happen? Even before you do evangelism, some people are already around willing. I want to learn more. I want to be trained more. I know that I am not meant to be like this. Those ones, what will they first do? Okay, here I am, right? Then you start producing ministry through those ones. So through those ones together, you now go and be giving appetites to those who don't see the need yet on the streets. Praise God. Say the ministry of Jesus must be apostolic. So God does not love losing those already within the fold. He doesn't love it. Have you observed that? If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the epistles, I hope you will not think I'm belittling evangelism with what I'm about to say. Oh, have you seen the fact that the epistles were more concerned about saints than outreaches? Like, if you see the letters, if you see the way they are written, they are more concerned about those who have come. In fact, the 2 Corinthians, what do you see there? Be ye not what? Unequally yoked with unbelievers. He separated them. It's like the stand of the epistles is that no problem. If the whole world is not, see the way he puts it. So, now, he's not saying you should not go out and reach out. But he's saying if the whole world is not saved, no problem. But you that you are saved, you must be different. You must, Peter said the same thing. Paul, John, that you that you are saved, you must be clearly different. There must be that clear demarcation. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without. Read many times. So, that somebody is saved and he backslided due to lack of food, lack of availability of a place to disciple him, is not the pleasure of God. Is far from it. Is far from it. That someone is saved and it's not. No, it's not the pleasure of God. It's not at all. Acts 16. And when willing at calls, that is God calling you to ministry. Hear this. When willing hearts calls, that is God calling you to ministry. Let me say it again for the sake of those who will not hear this full sermon, that they just stop here. That will say that Omoba is just trying to say, start ministry. What? Edifier Assembly, when you hear a call to ministry, what is the person to do? Learn. Which I will still emphasize more in this part. So, a call to, when willing at what? Calls, right? That is what? God's calling us to duty. That's God calling us to duty. When men say we are willing, that is God saying, hey, he said, go and walk. That is God's call. Don't wait for a still small voice again. Acts 16. I read verse 9. You read verse 10 for me. Acts chapter 16. I read verse 9. You read verse 10 for me. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Verse 10. Slowly, one to go. After he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Hallelujah. In a vision, he saw willing hearts. Come and help us. We are ready. Come and help us. We are ready. willing hearts, willing hearts. Glory to God. Amen, amen. So please, learning is very important. Learning is very important. It's very important. See, if you have learned very well, even you will know the man that is serving God from here. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven till we know the one who is serving God. No, there's a phrase in your brother will say, only God knows who is serving him. That is a lie. You can know who is serving God. Not everything can be hidden. Like I love to say, the extra thing that God, that Jesus will actually come and reward is intention. Intention. That is the one that is, that although it can be seen too, it will only take time. You can, the man that his intention is to make money in ministry, with time too, we can see it. Are you with me? I mean, we can see lots of it. You may not be able to see everything. Because eventually, all intentions get revealed with time, with time. So, Philippians 1:20. So, understanding is what births greatest, is what births the greatest degree of zeal. Understanding that zeal in the greatest degree, it births persuasion. I beg you, Christian zeal must be knowledge-based. We must not act like those who are brainwashed. You must be able to explain why you are doing what you are doing. Christian zeal must be knowledge-based. It's coming this afternoon, and I saw some people block that and that front of Joshua's former shop, and they blocked the whole place there. Nobody is passing. What are they doing? They are praying in the sun. Ask them, why must it be like this? That is what we are taught. That is how God wants it. That's sad. You must have an answer for everything you are doing. You must have, a reason, an answer to every man that asks you of the hope that is in you. It must be knowledge-based. Not just, that's why I'm saying learning must come before instruction. It's important. Or else, when things get tough, you will escape. See, God, either before redemption or after redemption, God never wanted zombies. Either before or after, he never wanted zombies. Either before it or after it. Zombies are not a plan of God. That means, why are you serving God? No, I must serve God. That is not it. You must be able to explain. See, understanding. That's it. That's Christianity. God does not want zombies. After he saved you, that's why he didn't take away your brain. That's why he didn't take away your choice. That's what I mean to him. Most of the time, I'm patient with you. He didn't take away your choice. See, the time that small saint came to church now, that shows that God doesn't really take away our choice. She still has her choice. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, either before salvation, in salvation, we still have our choice. Thank you. Philippians 1:20. And this is why we can go far for God. This is why we can go far for God. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. That is a reason of learning. That is by reason of learning. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is learning that is speaking. It's not brainwashed. It's not a brainwashing that is speaking. That is understanding speaking. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. For I am nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evidence, token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. You just write down somewhere in your notes. Ignorance will only make you fulfill the negative part of prophecy. Ignorance. I don't believe it. It will only make you fulfill the negative part of prophecy. We cannot do anything against the truth, but what? For the truth. That means if you decide to go against the word of God, prophecy already spoke of people like you. In the last day, they shall come scoffers in the day, walking after their own ways. So anyway, that's just by the way. So ignorance or unbelief will only make you fulfill the negative part of prophecy. Okay, Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. That is not a result of instruction, it's a result of understanding. And I'll be speaking about that briefly today before I continue. It has a result of understanding. So, anyway, in the gospel, we see a pattern. You learn, then be sent, then preach. That's the pattern. You learn. Learning is also calling. To understand what God has done in Christ is a call of God on your life to go and replicate the same. Learning is calling. Let me tie it together right now. A lot of people, they suffer to preach, but they didn't suffer to learn. Let me explain. They suffered. That means they are ready to say, I want to die for God. I want to die for the gospel. But they didn't show that. Imagine now, somebody come for teaching meeting. You are not here. Come and understand how to present these things line upon line. You are not there. But let's go and preach. Pastor, yeah. Let's go. It's Jesus. He's the Son of God. Why? I don't know. He's the Son of God. You must take it. You enter a mosque. No, Jesus is the Son of God. You must take it. Pastor, I'm ready. If they will kill me. The first suffering in Christianity must be to what? Towards what? Learning. Oh God. When you are on learning phase, please don't die in prison. Don't die. When you are on learning phase, don't die in prison. Don't. Paul also almost made the same mistake. Acts 9. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was for certain days with the disciples, which were as Damascus. Are you okay? Let me wait for you. You need to be there to see what I'm saying. Okay, Acts 9. I read 19, you read 20 for me. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was for certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. 20, yes? Synagogue, that is what? Let me read 21. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is it not this he that destroyed them which were called on the name in Jerusalem and came down for that intent that he might bring them born unto the chief priest? Verse 22. More strength and proving that did he increase in knowledge or in strength? In strength, have you? That means like zeal, right? Now what happened? 23. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews what? Took counsel to what? To kill him. You wouldn't have had a book of Ephesians today. So finish him. But their lying weight was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. What, 25, what happened? Then Zabu took him by the night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, your zeal is good, but learn. Learn. That boldness of Paul with limited. And some of you think that, some people think that because what we used to do, activism in school, activism, Aluta, right? So, you know, you just want to fight for human rights. Say now, people are even doing it on Facebook. Like, now, any man of God, all these law preachers, we must finish them. Use it. You think Aluta will do it? Praise God. It's not activism, it's understanding. Christianity is full of God, is full of God's power, yet academic. Very scholastic. That is why this mind is. Have you observed that even salvation happens in this mind? That's a lot. That means this mind, oh God, if you ate more than 80% of instruction in the epistle is for the mind. Your instruction is for your spirit. Your spirit is just to receive the Holy Ghost, and that's all. And that is not instruction to it. And for your spirit to receive the Holy Ghost, is the mind that must receive what? The gospel. The only instruction to your body is take care of it. Eat well. And heal it. But mind, all over. So can you see that? That means, and how do we put this in the mind? Learning, right? Learning. Very academic Christianity. Scholastic. Hope that thing is already in your note, that God does not want zombies. Hope you have written it, that God does not want zombies. He doesn't want it. Everybody must be able to explain, why are you coming to church this time? Why? You must be able to explain. Don't say, take it. I don't know. Take it. Hope you know, for instance, think about this. Tongues is the first gift, or whatever you share with the, is for when the first manifestation of the Spirit we saw in the New Testament is primary to redemption. I don't call it one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. If you have followed me in what we taught in the things of the Spirit, so that I would say that tongues in itself is not part of them, but well, don't worry. But at least we know that it's the only gift of the Spirit that was not manifested in the Old Testament. That means tongues must be very important, right? But see something. Go to 1 Corinthians 14. C18. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Let's read verse 19. Want to go? Yet in this church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. 20. Want to go? Brethren, be not children in understanding. The boy, what? In malice. You can be what? You can be children, right? No, that's a lot. You know, anything that can that might look like is de-emphasizing tongues is a lot. Now said, so that by my voice I can, of course, he's not talking to you that you are listening, he's talking to the preacher, okay? He's talking about the man preaching, that don't come to the pulpit and you're speaking tongues all through. He said, he said 5 words in understanding is better than 10,000. Of course, a figure of speech, 10,000 words in an unknown tongue, so that by that understanding I can teach. That means if I do Holy Ghost meeting and I don't teach, I have not fulfilled the purpose of that meeting. Everything must be teaching. Programming saints. Sorry, programming is it, right? Programming looks like you are controlling. No, you don't write programming, I beg. I can't. It's programming, but it's, this is what we are doing. Programming is, programming in computer language is like, give the computer an instruction, the guy saves this immediately. But this is what we are doing right now. We give you analyze it, you reason it. Then, you will not receive it because I said it, you will receive it because it now makes sense. Are you with me? That is understanding. That means when the eye eats you, you will not walk in love right now because I just said walk in love. As I don't always like my pastor said. It's not because you have agreed. When the computer is not that the computer is agreeing with you, the computer is only taking its garbage in, garbage out, right? It's only taking your instruction. But that is not what you do in church. Why it's called learning is because we are selling to you God's idea. You must buy it. Amen, amen. That's why we have the story of that, the parable of the sower. The sower has his own responsibility. The heir has a responsibility too. Thank you for understanding. Say in the church, we must not joke with understanding. So, that is why I said, please, trust me, the church, your pastor, your family, even Jesus wants you to live to preach another day. Jesus wants you to live to preach better another day. Don't do any, there is no need of stronger. Suffer first to learn. That's what I'm saying. Suffer first to learn. Don't do like Paul there. Let's see him. See Acts 21, verse 4. Let us read this, and I will not really give my own verdict on this. Acts 21, verse 4. I'm finding disciples who tarried there 7 days. Are you there? Acts 21, verse 4. I want to read this one. I want to speak about it again. Let me see the... Are you there? Are you ready? 21, verse 4. No, we must not shy away from this scripture. We must look at it. Okay. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days. Some people think that the persecution part of the Bible is not really the Bible. Let's not be reading it. Let's read it so we can know what to expect. Praise God. Who said to Paul, through the Spirit, say through the Spirit, that he should not go up to Jerusalem. They say through the Spirit, right? Now, this is when you now understand what I tell you about prophecy, that is the spirit of man searching. It's not one bind. The only prophecy that is binding is astonishing the sufferings of Christ and the glory that follows. Okay, anyway, verse 10. And we tarried there seven many days. And there came from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and burned his own hands and feet and said, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owned this girdle and shall deliver him unto the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard this thing, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. 13. Let's read 13. And Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. 14. And when he would not be persuaded, we see, saying, let the will of the Lord be done. Who is right? Who is wrong? Come on. Please, just feel free. Who want to speak? Anybody? Let me start from here this time. Give me off my microphone. Both of them are right.
Yes, sir.
But one is saying don't go, one is saying I'm going. Both of them. No. I love what you said though. That means do or don't do can both be right. That's serious.
Yes, sir. Those that ask him not to go. Now, like you said, that they spoke from Jesus speaking. So now they were a bit concerned that they still need him.
Awesome.
In person. For him now, this simple was led down with a physical from a lazy basket when he was about to be there. But now he's the one that is telling them that he is going to that same you said. So that means at this moment, the word that he wants to go and give them is more important than anything is going to die in his own life.
Which, thank you, sir. Which one now, of course, if you read, I'm coming to Philippians one soon, because he said even when he was arrested, he said other saints wax bold by they get the mount confidence by my own bondage. Yes, by my own bonds. Yes, understood. But which one is more profitable for the world? Paul's death or Paul's life? Will there be a gain in his death? Yes. But which... Oh, God. Yes, it's small. I don't have an answer, too. I just wrote it there. So, but clearly, which one will be more profitable? Both to him and to others. Yes, but you know, he was even in prison. Thank God. They could have killed him. They could have killed him in Acts 23. Long before prison. He could have killed him in Jerusalem before he got to Rome. Amen, amen. But the entrance air says, I am ready to die at Jerusalem. Which knowledge? Okay, me, I don't understand that. Yes, sir? Yes. No, yeah, he has learned. He has learned, yeah. Now,
at this place, Paul has already said what is written.
No, he has not. He has not written most of the letters. He has not. Most of the letters are written from prison. Now, let me explain the other side of the story that is not apparent. What actually happened was in Jerusalem. So you will wonder, why was Paul arrested in Jerusalem? And people like James was there and he was not arrested. So in Jerusalem was still this confused gospel. So the people who are preaching the true gospel, they left Jerusalem. Went to where they will be less persecuted. So very few people are coming back home. Are you with me? So Paul, one of the things he was doing was he was daring this territory that nobody is going. I am going. But the issue now is that if you now read what's happened in Jerusalem, you will see that his ministry still was not received there. It's like the second day he got it. That's when he was, after 7 days when he was doing purification, that's when he was arrested. Amen. Praise God. Well, but me, I'm telling you, I said this, not the Lord. Praise God. We are not ready to lose you. Praise God. Praise God. See, okay, tell your neighbor, say this is a divine assembly. Say we will be going to uncertain terrains. Say we must preach. We must use the name of Jesus. We must preach boldly in his name. But we not allow zeal to overtake the common good. So your pastor and the small saint among us wants us to leave to preach another day. Hallelujah. Exactly. That is my own judgment. All you must see in the learning phase. Why die now? Okay, praise God. So when things get hot, buy a return ticket and leave. Jesus said, when you are persecuted in one city, he says you go back there. Go. Say, at least you have not gone around all the cities of Israel, right? Go. your life is always more profitable to the ministry than your debt. It will always be more profitable for the ministry. Don't forget, I've explained to you that the death of a believer, persecution is not the will of God, it's just a response of unbelief to the gospel of unbelievers to the gospel of Christ. It's never the plan of God. So when things get out, buy a return ticket and leave. That means just find a few people, buy a return ticket, leave. We see the pattern soon, which Paul actually did a lot of times. Acts 16, Acts 17, Acts 18. A lot of times, he just establish people, he will leave, he will come back at that time. It's only when he now got to that one, he now said, this time I'm not leaving, I'm going to this place. So that was just his own determination. Which, amen, amen. So, like, this is our plan in this place. We plan to, just write it down where I'm saying it. We plan to shit age and mortality. We plan to shit age. We plan to shit mortality. The meaning of that is that when we are old, the work will not feel our decline in strength. But when we are old, this is our plan. The work will not feel our decline in strength. Why? Men will rise and pick up the same zeal and run in their times. Men will rise and pick up the same zeal and run also in their times. In their times. So, mortality is not God's plan at all. No. If Paul could live for 1,000 years, that would be more blessing to the world. So, the best we can do is to shift that system. Let's write down the one you can see. Remember? The best we can do is to shift that system. Is to do our bit to that system. We march as one. We raise a million after us. So that although Paul is no longer on the scene, there are 1,000 Pauls on the scene. Praise God. Are you with me? Praise God. That is why I've told you that fulfillment in ministry is what? Continuity when you are not longer when you are no longer on the scene. That's fulfillment. That's fulfillment. So, our absence must not be felt when we are done. That ministry that is only dependent on you, that once, just notice, you can see if you are fulfilling ministry from now. Let all the three pastors in this place, let us leave. If the church will immediately run into disorder, then we wasted our time. If nobody will be able to stand up and teach, then we wasted our time. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So, our absence must not be felt when we are not around. So, same zeal, same passion, same power, same consecration. That is why in this place we don't give our attention to ceremonial members. That's the point. That's the reason we don't give our attention to ceremonial members. I could have been doing special programs every month, inviting honest ministers. Not even for greed. But I went a step further to have this boring style. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our love is for devotion. We are building men that will last long in the ministry. We are building men that will last long in the ministry. Men that will not be moved by waves. Men that will not be moved by waves. Waves of special ministers. Men that miracles and magic will not get them to change the alliance. Men that's not that a new minister will come from Jerusalem and off they go. They don't know Paul again. No. We are building such men that have strong alliance to what they have learned, that things will not move them, that they will see miracles, say, oh, glory to God. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great day. Can we now go back to the world? Both miracle and magic will not sway them aside. Men full of Jesus, men full of the word, men full of the Holy Ghost. That's the plan. That's the plan. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So what's our plan in this place? We plan to create many after us. Sorry, I use the word create. To raise many after us. When you are old, the gospel must not be old. You cannot be the only one that is. I know we are too young for this sermon because you should be planning to walk. You should not be planning to be old yet. Amen. But of course, just learn it now. So let this mindset so that we can know what we are doing. So we can know why we are doing what we are doing. The plan is not just for our generation. The plan is to be a blessing to the next generation. Glory, glory, glory. The plan is to be a blessing to the next generation. Come on, pray in tongues. That's the plan. Pray in tongues. The plan is to be a blessing to the next generation. Oh, glory, glory, glory. The plan is not just for our generation. The plan is to learn and be a blessing for the next generation. That's the plan. Now she have understood what it means by Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. He is the owner. He is the master. He is the owner. That's the plan. I will follow you
from now to the end of times. I will follow you from now till the end of time. I will follow you from now till the end of time. Thank you, Lord Jesus.